And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 20th of May, 2025. May 20th is World Bee Day. There are over 20,000 bee species worldwide, including the honeybee, which originated in Eurasia and has been exported around the globe as a domesticated species. In North America, there are approximately 4,000 native bee species occupying ecosystems from forests to deserts to grasslands. Bees feed exclusively on sugary nectar and protein-rich pollen from flowering plants, unlike the carnivorous wasps from which they evolved. Unlike the hive-forming domesticated honeybee or wild bumblebee species, most bees are solitary nesters. They don't form hives, create honey, or live a communal lifestyle. Unlike hive-forming bee species who collectively care for their young, female solitary bees provision their eggs with a ball of nectar and pollen and leave them to grow and pupate on their own with no parental care. Many bee species have black and yellow coloration, but many do not. They actually come in a variety of colors, including green, blue, red, or black. Some are striped, and some even have a metallic sheen. They range in size from large carpenter bees and bumblebees to the tiny Perdita minima bee, which is less than 2 millimeters long. Only female bees have stingers, which are modified ovipositors, organs originally used to lay eggs. Though all female bees can sting, they only do so when threatened. Honeybees with hives filled with honey and larvae that need protecting are generally more aggressive and likely to sting when disturbed than solitary native bees. Honeybees make honey as a food source, particularly to sustain them during the winter, when flowers are scarce and foraging is difficult. Honey is a concentrated, easily stored, and long-lasting energy source that provides bees with the necessary nutrients to survive the cold months. A bee produces about 1/12 to 1/8 of a teaspoon of honey in his lifetime. As they forage, bees perform the critical act of pollination. As a bee enters a flower to feed on nectar and gather pollen, some of the pollen sticks to the bee's body. When the bee flies on, he deposits some of that pollen on the next flower he visits, resulting in fertilization, allowing the plant to reproduce and to generate the fruits and seeds which many other species rely on as a food source. Some species of bees employ a technique called sonication or buzz pollination. When they harvest pollen, during sonication, the bee rapidly vibrates her flight muscles while attached to the flower. This loosens the pollen, which makes it easier to collect. Bees and other pollinators such as butterflies, bats, and hummingbirds are increasingly under threat from human activities. Pollination is, however, a fundamental process for the survival of our ecosystem. Nearly 90% of the world's wild flowering plant species depend entirely or at least in part on animal pollination, along with more than 75% of the world's food crops. One out of every 3 mouthfuls of our food depends on pollinators such as bees. Bee lines are an imaginative and beautiful solution the Brits have come up with to address the problem of the loss of flowers and pollinators. Bee lines are a series of insect pathways running through the countryside and towns. They link existing wildlife areas together. As with any animal agriculture, introducing non-native species into an ecosystem crowds out native species. In other words, the keeping of domesticated honeybees pushes out native bees. And here is a poem for today, Morning Song of the Bees, by Louisa May Alcott. Awake, awake, for the earliest gleam of golden sunlight shines on the rippling waves that brightly flow beneath the flowering vines. Awake, awake, for the low sweet chant of the wild bird's morning hymn comes floating by on the fragrant air through the forest cool and dim. Then spread each wing and work and sing through the long, bright, sunny hours, or the pleasant earth we journey forth for a day among the flowers. Awake, awake, for the summer wind hath bidden the blossoms unclose, hath opened the violet's soft blue eye and wakened the sleeping rose. And lightly they wave on their slender stems, fragrant and fresh and fair, waiting for us as we singing come to gather our honeydew there. Then spread each wing and work and sing through the long, bright, sunny hours. O'er the pleasant earth we journey forth for a day among the flowers. Morning Song of the Bees by Louisa May Alcott. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder to let bees have their honey, use maple syrup and agave nectar instead.